Jerry Bader Show, 954, talking about how I think that Democrats in Wisconsin are going to try to parlay the war on women into the year of the woman in Wisconsin. For three big races, they have three female candidates. Could be a coincidence. I don't think so. Penny Bernard-Shaber and Mike Ellis' seat, Senate seat. A woman with whom, by the way, I've spent a lot of years in Sheboygan. I am not familiar with Lanning. I don't really know anything about her. She's running against Joe Leibum. And then, of course, Mary Burke against Scott Walker. As for the Senate, there are, I think, by my count, 10 Republicans in the Senate, state Senate, up for re-election next year. Frank Lissay, rock solid. Leah Vukmer should be rock solid. Let's see. Joe Leibum, Neil Kedzie, Scott Fitzgerald. Dale Schultz, of course, is going to be challenged in a primary by a Republican. Mike Ellis, Terry Moulton, Jared Petrowski, and Paul Farrell. Of all of those, they felt the one that they could pick off is Joe Leibum. I find fascinating. He seems very, very rock solid. But they need two. And apparently they feel those are the two they can get. So if they're really serious about this, they're going to push really, really hard. Of course, there are Democrats not running, but those seats seem relatively safe. So it is going to be interesting to see if I'm right about this. And I have warned this before. Any criticism, they're going to try to do what they do with President Obama and race. Any criticism of these candidates is going to, especially from me or any of the other conservative talk show hosts in Wisconsin, misogyny, sexism, it's not going to be about the issues. One other thing I should say, though, Lanning was running against Leibum. She did talk about education issues. So if she wants to make that about Act 10, that's going to be pretty interesting. My belief system has been Democrats are going to stay away from Act 10. But we'll see. I want to get to something. We're not going to do it right after the news. But speaking of Democrats and strategy, one of the things I marveled at during the whole shutdown, during the whole defund, during all of that. Now, I knew what a train. No, I didn't. I didn't know that Obamacare was going to be this big of a train wreck. But I knew it was going to be a train wreck. And I knew that there were vulnerable Democrats who wished that they could vote to defund it. What I marveled at, though, was how Harry Reid, particularly in the Senate, Harry Reid kept his conference in line. Nobody caved. Nobody cracked. Nobody folded. Democrats are folding now over Obamacare, and there are some defections in the rank. I want to get into that in the next hour and how that might highlight that the Republican strategy was flawed in trying to force those Democrats to vote in the shutdown strategy. I want to get into that and a brilliant piece by Dan Henninger in today's Wall Street Journal. However, I want to start with something completely unrelated to that at 10:06. It is something I think, you know, I think we have debated this on the show at one point, because it seems as though I remember the internal debate here with Jason, and then we did it on the air. Jason, did we ever do a topic about whether 16 is too young to get your license? We've done that, haven't we? Doesn't that feel familiar? That does feel familiar to me. There's a survey out there that more than half of America thinks 16 is too young to drive, and there's something else that's interesting in there. I'm going to take it up, and I'm going to get your thoughts on it at 10:06. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.